from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, 818-955-2955 is the number. I'm getting a ton of text about Emo not doing being punished from the history quiz. Aww. She was the only one that didn't get the question right. They're like, wait a second. Emo's got to do a handful of scorpion pistachios.
Wait, what is this new? What is going on?
I'll explain it later because right now I forgot that I didn't punish you. And I had Corey call up Sweet James because I saw a couple cases in the news. And I know, and Sweet James is waiting patiently on hold. And I know he's a busy man. He's out there fighting for you.
That's right.
So let's answer Sweet James here. Hey, James.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you and your listeners are worth the wait. I love you guys.
Aww,
well, thank you, James. I want to get right to you because I have a couple questions for you. Now, I know you're an injury attorney, and this it wasn't an injury particularly in this case, like a personal injury, but I'm going to get your take on it as just a lawsuit.
Okay.
This guy says, my neighbor's son siphoned the fuel out of my lawnmower and put it in his car. What he didn't realize is that the fuel mixture I use in my lawnmower would ruin his car engine. So his dad says it's my fault and actually insists I should pay the thieving son's repair bill for his engine. So,
come on.
Is there anything there?
You know what? It sounds like you hear these crazy lawyer stories where somebody does something bad and they get a bunch of money. Here's something, though. The law doesn't want you to benefit from your own malfeasance, meaning you can't do wrong and benefit from it. So, yeah, nope. That is all on that kid and the siphoner.
Okay, so no.
Yeah.
No case there. Okay, here is an injury case that see if you would take the case or not. A woman is demanding $50,000 from SeaWorld because a duck hit her in the face while she was riding a roller coaster and knocked her unconscious, and she says SeaWorld should have warned her about the danger.
That is unfortunate. That reminds me of the old Fabio. Didn't he get hit with a duck or something like that? Goose, yeah. That's an act of God there. That's a wild animal, duck. I mean, unless SeaWorld had them right there by the roller coaster and let them fly around, no, the SeaWorld's not going to be responsible.
Yeah, if they would have built a duck pond in the middle of the roller coaster, maybe they'd be somewhat liable.
Yes.
Have decoys out there drawing ducks in would be.
Yeah, duck calls.
And isn't the name of the animal enough of a warning?
Great point, Frank. You should be an attorney.
That's good. That's sweet.
Sweet James, always fun to talk to you. If you ever need a personal injury attorney, Sweet James is the one to call. He's won over $1 billion for his clients. He's got a heart of gold. Great guy. 1-800-900-0000 is his number. 1-800-9-MILLION and sweetjames.com. Thank you, Sweet James.
Thank you, James.
Take care, Al. Be good.
Stop.
People think they actually have cases. You ruined my son's engine. What the hell?
Your son was stealing from... What?
People are just insane. All right, Emo, time to get to your punishment, because the history quiz, I had totally forgot. We were on such a roll. Everyone was answering the questions correctly. Didn't have to pass. I passed out more tickets than beans.
Mm-hmm.
And while you were gone, Emo, those first 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, Rodney had sent us some dry-roasted scorpion pepper pistachios. Now, scorpion pepper is one of the hottest peppers out there.
Oh,
it's
no.
2 million
Scoville.
She doesn't do hot. I can't even do Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Emo, the upside of this is, though, with your a little bit of congestion, you may not have as much taste right now. It
because
may not
this
be
might
as
be good
hard.
For me.
Emo thinks ketchup is hot. So should we just give her...
This is good because it's going to open her sinuses, Frank. Remember we talked about it? Your nose started running?
Yeah.
I think this will actually be a medicine for her. It'll start to let things drain out.
I'll look at it.
She'll start to feel better.
Do you want to go with... Okay, I have the...
I'm kind of curious, though.
You curious about the scorpion pistachio?
Is it that? Is it extreme for everyone?
Well...
I don't know. I'm scared. Wait, what else were you going to show me?
Well, the other was the Bean Boozle. It's the Fiery Five Challenge, where it's all hot beans, but you might get a Sriracha is the least hot, up to Carolina Reaper, which is the most hot.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just have... one of these scorpion pepper pistachios, which I think scorpion pepper is hotter than Carolina Reaper.
Yeah. Okay, no, the other one.
You want to go for your chances with a jelly bean?
No, try the pistachio.
No.
Come on.
Okay, fine.
Come on,
somebody
Emo.
Get me milk or water or something ready.
Do we have a water
I'll
in there for?
I'll get you a water.
In our wonderful green room.
I don't know if I could die.
Provided by Party Works, our green room. It's all decorated so nice. If you're having a party and you don't want people to ruin your furniture, call Party Works.
They did such a nice job. That looks so good. It's like a completely different room.
I mean, now Heidi wants to come to work again because it's got like a vanity mirror.
Let's not get carried away.
I know.
That's why that party works isn't that good.
Oh, yes, they are. All right.
I thought this was going to be an actual scorpion, and I was fine with that.
No, it's a nut. It's just a pistachio,
you know, like pistachios.
Nut.
You're not allergic to nuts, are you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you drive a Subaru. I thought you might be.
Hey. No.
I don't anymore.
Okay. Oh boy.
The Subaru is a phase.
I already am feeling
emo. Funny. You're going to be fine.
Just don't touch your eyes.
Okay.
You're going to be fine.
Now chew it up. Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Is it building? Is it growing?
It's growing. Ooh.
You don't do hot stuff, so.
Oh my gosh.
That was just one nut. Johnny put 20 nuts in his mouth.
Oh my, 20?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, that wasn't even on the show.
Don't touch your eyes, Mom.
Oh yeah, no eyes.
It'll help your nose run. It'll get rid of your congestion.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, it's growing. Oh, it's going up the nostrils. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. It's going to my brain.
look at the veins in her forehead. They're popping out. Oh, my gosh.
She's getting sweaty.
Oh, yeah.
You are sweating.
I'm not a day for a sweater.
Drink some water.
Okay.
Oh, my God. See if it helps.
Okay. Did you really do 20?
Yeah.
I think Renee did 20.
Renee did 20.
You did like 10. I did 6.
Oh, wow.
I did like a giant handful.
This is tiny.
Jordan did. How many did you do, Jordan?
Oh, only like, it was like 8 or 10. Yeah. I don't know. I just dipped my hand in there.
Oh, water's never tasted so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm proud of you, Emo. Yeah. I mean, you can't eat a Flamin' Hot Cheeto, and you took down one scorpion pistachio. That's pretty impressive.
Like a challenge.
Well, you're at the right place.
Yeah, she's going to be hallucinating any second now. Like, I got the heat.
She'll be gone again tomorrow.
Oh, where'd everybody go?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's as red as Darth Maul.
I'm in a forest.
Thanksgiving is next big holiday, and Butterball, except at least its annual Thanksgiving report, people's number one, they're looking forward to spending time with family. That's a lie.
Well, you feel like you have to say it when you're standing next to grandma outside the place they're taking the
If you're traveling to see family, you know, otherwise it's just the same old family, you know, if you don't, they all live in the same town. It's like, yeah, we had pizza the other night, now we're having turkey today, so it's like a big deal. I guess you're looking more forward to the food at that point, and then relaxing is third. Just sitting around. I guess I almost consider football
off.
The relaxing part.
No, not
unless you're a Carolina Panther fan, and then it's never relaxing watching them.
I say some of the ways you guys watch football is not relaxing at all.
No,
it's a stressful endeavor,
especially when you have a fantasy league, several fantasy leagues.
Yeah,
and you lost by 1 point last week.
Oh my god! Not even a point.
That's just what a way to go.
Ridiculous.
What's the name of your team again?
Poopland Ice Boxers.
Poopland Ice Boxers.
Yeah, the Poopland Ice Boxers.
Huh. What's yours, Frank?
In that league, what is my name?
Can you say
In one league, I'm Runaway McBride.
Oh.
Because I got McBride as my tight end. Mm-hmm. So I'm Runaway McBride. I'm losing that league. I'm like in last place, 1-8.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Just,
what do you have to do if you come in?
Oh, I'm Karen's T. Watt.
Mm-hmm.
That's Johnny's mom's name. And so I'm Karen, then the letter T, and then Watt with two T's on the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my other league, I'm Egbukaki. Amika Egbuka. I'm Egbukaki.
Oh, okay.
I got Amika Egbuka as one of my receivers.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing well in that league. Then my guillotine, I'm Sleeper Hollow.
Oh, you're still in?
Yeah, still in the guillotine league. Sleeper Hollow, because like Sleepy Hollow with a headless horseman.
Yeah.
I'm Sleeper Hollow. Sleepers is like some of the term for like, you know, fantasy football players that are sleepers that week. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who lost this past week?
JD. It's his league. JD's out.
And he usually wins that league. That whole thing.
He's out. JD. Oh, man. That's got to suck. Still got to be commissioner of the league and you're out.
You still got to act like you care.
Oh, fantasy football. Like anybody cares.
Mm-hmm.
I care this week. Chargers and Steelers are playing.
The Chargers and they're playing here. It's
they're
in
playing
LA.
Here.
You going?
I'm going.
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Me and my cousin are going.
Not taking your son?
Yeah.
He
hasn't, I thought No.
Didn't your son go to an NFL game without you?
No, he went to the Dodgers game without me.
The Dodgers game.
Yeah, he went with his friend. But I already took him to his first football game. We went to the Chargers-Steelers game. I think it was in 2001. I took him to go see Ben.
In 2000 what?
2021. Excuse me.
Okay, I was like, in your ball sack you took him? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was several you were with me at that thousands, game. Millions of kids ago.
That kid's got that Benjamin Button's disease or something. He's looking going the wrong direction and it's aging.
So if you're going to be there tailgating, let me know. I'll tailgate with you.
You can't tailgate unless you're in the pink lot.
I'm going to be in the pink lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Get that pink.
Get that pink, Johnny.
Let's see. As far as going back to Thanksgiving, a lot of people said I'm looking forward to not seeing my coworkers.
Yeah, a couple days off of work. Yeah.
I have my number pop in there. Kidding. time off work, 4-day weekend. Looking forward to, let's see. I love how getting a correct answer on a question turns into 5 minutes of ripping on Renee. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. Yeah. Can't spell grenade without Renee.
Yeah.
Heart problem commercial, baldness commercial, shingles, G. Frank. No wonder you weren't invited to game 7 party. Oh. Yeah, I'm just a ton of fun.
Maybe that's why. Maybe some of the people at the party hadn't had chicken pox yet, Frank, and you were just too risky to be around. Mm.
Oh, somebody else commenting on the commercial break. Did you guys really have Heidi do an ad read for a store named All Dick Homes?
Yeah. It's ironic, you see. Yeah. It's a fabulous store. You should go.
How hard is that?
It's in Dennis.
It's coming up next commercial break, too.
How hard is that? Mm-hmm.
Did you have to do All Dick, too, Emo?
I did. Only the girls. Yeah,
they only had the girls read it. That's great.
Oh, it's a fantastic store. It's like Christmas exploded. Johnny, you would love it there.
I know.
It's like Christmas exploded.
Really?
You cannot be in a bad mood in that store. It is like a wonderland. It truly is. It's amazing.
Sounds like it sells just one thing.
No, it does.
A lot of
but they decorate it real nice, Frank.
The one thing.
So what do they sell in there? Home interior stuff?
Oh, yeah. Everything Christmas. Yeah, lights, trees.
Oh, it's a Christmas tree. It's a Christmas decoration store?
It's a whole home store,
but right now is their Christmas stuff. And it's like, if you dream it, they have it. Yeah. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Amazing. You can spend an entire
day. When you go in there,
it
looks like you know, when you go into Disneyland and they decorate for the holidays.
And then you can buy the stuff and
you can
make
buy
that
basically
at your house.
Buy it and put it in your house.
God, it's really incredible.
Can I get the next Daltic one?
All right, Johnny. I'll make sure that you record it next time.
Are all Dick stores permanent stores or like the like Spirit Halloweens?
No, permanent. Other seasons they bring in other home decoration stuff and they've got silk flowers and artificial tree. I mean, they build stuff right on site, like whatever you want for your home. It's crazy. Good. Mm-hmm. Christmas is going to be real different this year.
Yeah, you go to alldickhome.com. You can see like what they have going on in their showroom. But be careful how you spell it.
It's A-L-D-I.
One L.
Aldick Home.
No C.
What? There's no C? Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, A-L-D-I.
Because I'm driving around. I've never seen an Aldick Home.
Yeah, it's in Van Nuys.
Van Nuys, huh? Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Check it out. You might even run into me there. Soon.
Yep, off of Sepulveda Boulevard.
You doing an appearance out there?
Well, I was just there recently, and I got to go back because I saw some stuff that I want, but, you know, I got to bring the truck.
Wow.
I didn't have my truck. I had my little Santa Fe.
Oh, okay. So you, being the shopper that you are.
You almost
treated this the first time you went to Aldick like it was a first date with Aldick, and you didn't shave your legs. Mm. Because you didn't want to go crazy with all
I didn't want to go crazy. I just was like, so now,
you're
that's nice.
Now you're going back with a truck.
Yeah.
And I'm
so
like,
you basically, you prepped. You're ready for all dick.
She's going back with a box truck.
Yeah, I am. And I'm going to stuff it.
No.
You're going to back up that
box truck. Back it up. Beep, beep, beep. Back it up.
When you hear it beeping, I'm backing up.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
When you hear it beeping, I'm backing up.
Okay.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, go check it out. Aldick and Van Nuys.
It's more than just what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Fill your box truck with all dick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we apologize now, all dick.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Family owned, wonderful people. I met the owners.
They're Christian.
Father and son run it. They're wonderful people. They're passionate. Yeah. They build Christmas trees.
They're Amish. Elves. Sorry about that.
They're like elves. Definitely go there.
You know how we are. Sorry.
We're sorry. I told them. They know. They know.
They know. They knew. Yes. They had to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least you're not Bob's.
Now, Bob's blows.
Blowout sales. Blowout sales is what you mean on a major furniture.
They on a daily basis. They
sofas, end tables, nightstands.
My whole bedroom is Bob's.
Ottoman.
They do any blowout at all, dicks?
Oh, my God.
Huge. Huge sales. Huge sales.
Oh, God.
It's a lot bigger than you think once you get in there.
That's not flock on those trees. Okay. Hey, oh. Sorry, Albert. I love you guys. Probably won't even let me in the store next time I'm in town.
Yeah. Stop by All Dicks and get your picture taken with it. Send me some All Dick pics. Will you please? Send it to us and we'll post them. Yeah. Hashtag All Dick pic. And then you go into an All Dicks and take a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
I think that's a great campaign.
A lot of people are going there now, Frank, for taking their Christmas photos. Families come in and they get all dressed up and they go in and they take pictures in front of all the trees and the decorations. And then they
That's a great idea.
It is
really an All Dick pic.
Yeah, so do it and then hashtag us and tag us and stuff.
Yeah.
And let's see your pictures because it's a really beautiful place to take your Christmas photos.
Mm-hmm. You should see the bush selection.
Johnny, you would love it there, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so...
beautiful bushes.
Mm-hmm. We do have to take a quick look at traffic, find out what's going out on the road. The curtains? Oh, my God. All right, let's get that look at traffic and come right back.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.